Binary Interaction Dominates Mass Ejection in Classical Novae, by Ken J. Shen et al. Recent observations suggest our understanding of mass loss in classical novae is incomplete, motivating a new theoretical examination of the physical processes responsible for nova mass ejection. In this paper, we perform hydrodynamical simulations of classical nova outflows using the stellar evolution code MESA. We find that, when the binary companion is neglected, white dwarfs with masses greater than equals 0.8 mSol successfully launch radiation pressure-driven optically thick winds that carry away most of the envelope. However, for most of the mass loss phase, these winds are accelerated at radii beyond the white dwarf's Roche radius, assuming a typical cataclysmic variable donor. This means that, before an optically thick wind can be formed, mass loss must instead be driven by the binary system. An optically thick wind is only successfully launched when the acceleration region recedes within the white dwarf's Roche radius, which occurs after most of the envelope has already been ejected. The interaction between these two modes of outflow, a first phase of slow, binary-driven equatorial mass loss encompassing most of the mass ejection, and a second phase consisting of a fast, isotropic, optically thick wind, is consistent with observations of a spherical ejector and signatures of multiple outflow components. We also find that isolated lower-mass white dwarfs this was binary interaction dominates mass ejection in classical novae, by Ken J. Shen et al.